Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Different Strokes for Different Folks. This is your host, David Clark. Be prepared to take a trip into unforeseen, unexpected, delicious adventures in soul travel, communication with your loved ones, wherever you want to go. World-renowned psychic Leo Bonomo is a very gifted man. I would almost call him a prophet in his own time. He will connect you to your future or your past. He will help you find your way through suggestions. Just remember that you have free will, and that is what will always get you through. There's no such thing as fate unless you resign yourself to fate. You have the key to the door to the kingdom. And when you place your key in that door and believe with all your heart that whatever you desire will manifest, your dreams will come true. And like the song from Pinocchio, when you wish a star, wish upon a star, remember how you felt in that time. Remember the innocent child that you were and how you believed those words. They are true, and I can testify to that, but this show is not about me. It's about all of us because we are connected. We are one, one in spirit with Source, God, Universe, God, Goddess, Higher Self, whatever you want to call it, Higher Selves, I mean, because we are all unique reflections of God. And with that said, I want to let you know that Leo is not in the studio yet, unless, Leo, you are on one of the lines that I don't recognize. If that is the case, in 1 minute, I would like you to hang up the phone and call back so I know it's you. In the meantime, Leo, if you are listening, I'm going to check out your email address and send you an email. And folks, have no fear. I started this show late. I believe that Leo and I had agreed on 7:30. And when I came out up to log in at 10 past 7, I noticed several of you were already in the studio and that the show had supposedly started. So thank you for hanging in there. It's going to be a wonderful night. Leo is a very gentle soul who will guide you to an adventure that you are seeking for yourself. Just be careful what you ask for. You might just get it. Hold on. Leo's on the line. Hold on, folks. Okay. Leo?
Hi.
Hi. Listen, I didn't realize we had the show scheduled at 7. I'm on the air now. Can you call in to the call-in number? I have callers waiting to speak with you. Sure, I can give it to you. Let me know when you're ready for it.
Yeah, just go for it now and I'll call again.
Okay, the number you want to call is 646-727-3116. Did you get that?
3-1.
And then press 1. Now, tell me the first 3 digits of the phone you're calling from so I can identify you from the callers.
This is a Skype number.
Okay.
So I'm not sure.
Well, don't worry about it. If you call right now, I will pick up on you or whoever's calling. I'll pick up on the last callers. We have 5 guests already waiting. 5 callers, and that's unusual, except that the show was scheduled to begin at 7, and my apologies to you. I have in mind 7:30, because that's what time my show usually is at.
No problem. It's fine.
Okay.
I'll redial.
Very good. Thank you, Leo. Okay, folks. What I was going to say in the event that he was late getting into the studio is that I do past life regressions. I don't read the Akashic records. I have been able to induce every single person I've ever worked with to go into a past reality, to resolve a current conflict, a current fear. I will be doing that again in October, I believe, and the date for that is October 16th, that Friday at 7:30. Now, if you want to have a full regression before then, my fee is only $100. However, I will work on a sliding scale basis. And if you choose to do this, I guarantee you will have an adventure in several past lives. On the show, you will only travel to one. But if you have multiple problems, we can address that. And the only thing that you need to have an open mind about is reincarnation, and I trust if you're calling, you believe in it. That's the first part. The second part is to have no fear, because when you introduce the element of fear, you're going to have emotional reactions. And I don't even mean to bring that up except to say that if you stay with spirit and in a place of faith and trust, turn it over to me, you will be totally detached. So it will be as if you're observing a past life and you go, aha, so that's why I do this now. So if you're interested in that or spirit life coaching, which I also do, here is the phone number to call. It is area code 315-478-1086. And now I'm going to go to the phone lines while I'm waiting for Leo and just have each of the guests check in until Leo does. So I'm going to area code 951. Area code 951, this is David Clark. Who is this?
Hi.
Hi. What is your name, please?
It's Nathaniel.
Oh, Nathaniel, how are you?
Pretty good. How are you doing?
Great. Well, listen, you're caller number one tonight, so hang in there.
Okay, thanks.
Okay, you're welcome. Okay, I'm going to area code 661. Hold the line, please. I'm checking to see if you are a caller, and they just disappeared. Okay, hold on a minute. Leo's calling again. Hello, Leo. Hi, Leo. Okay. Do you have an international number, do you?
No, I'm just going to try and dial 7273116. I'm just going to try and dial this with the 01.
Hold on, folks. Leo's still talking. I don't know if you can hear him. He's on Skype. Are you working at it right now?
I am.
Then I'll stay right with you until I see your phone number. So let me save some time and get the formalities out of the way. How are you, Leo?
I'm really good, apart from being a little bit frustrated at the moment.
Well, I have egg on my face, and my challenge is not to beat myself up. But you know, I hardly ever do that anymore. In fact, I'm getting to the point where I'm so spirit connected that I see each life event happening and how I might have reacted to it and did react to it in the past, and I totally detach from it and just laugh at what my previous reaction was, because I can be gentle with myself now. I've healed myself now. And folks that are listening, this is something that I would work with you on if you go through spirit life coaching with me, and your first session would be free to determine if you want to go on. But my background, and Leo, excuse me for a moment, I'm promoting myself. My background is in psychiatric social work. I have had over 30 years of personal psychotherapy due to major abuse issues as a child. I was sexually abused many times. And what's more, I am totally healed from alcoholism. I can safely drink today. and I am totally healed from a lifetime of sexual addiction with thousands of partners because I, as a gay-identified man, found it was so easy to find other men to have sex with, and I was medicating uncomfortable feelings, and I would always run to that, and then I'd be filled with shame. And today, folks, I have no shame. So that's another thing I can work with you on. And also, although I'm not a psychic medium, I am psychic. I'm a seer. I'm an intuitive. I'm an empath. I can do physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual healing. Although with the physical, I've only done it once. And what I did was I moved somebody's pain in their body out of them. So those are some of my gifts. I just wanted you to know, since there are folks on the line and we were waiting because of my own sheer enjoyment of life, and I guess I'm human, so I forgot the time. So, Leo, are you called in yet?
Okay. Now, I've got a number that I'll ring.
Hang on, folks. Leo.
7-3-1-1-6. That seemed to work. We got
yes.
Done. So what I'm going to try and do, dial out again, use that number again. I do get the studio. I can hear show going on.
Yes, I am aware of that.
Whether you can see me.
Yes, I can see you. I don't know if you can see me.
I can't at the moment. Well, I've got the picture of your dog.
Okay, well, why don't you do this? Why don't you go ahead and call in, and I'll talk to the folks about upcoming guests. Okay? All right. Leo's just disconnected from Skype. He's been trying to get in since 7. My apologies to you all. Thank you for your patience. I have many people waiting to hear Leo, but everybody that's called in up to this point in time will get a reading from Leo. That's down through area code 404. You are the most recent of 7 callers. And we're going to get a lot more callers because we just do when we have somebody as talented as Leo on the air. So let me just check out this line to see if this is Leo, and if it's not, would you please give me your name so that I can call you by name instead of area code when I call on you. Area code 661, who is this, please?
Oh, no,
can you hear
me?
Hello? It is Leo.
Ah, hi. I don't know how it's come up as 661, but we've managed some magic tonight.
Yes,
yeah.
Leo, welcome to the show. Leo,
thank you so
I gave them some very unkind words about you before the show started. You know, I love to talk. But at any rate, I'm joking, of course, and I have a sense of humor today, as you do, and I'm grateful for that. What I'm going to do, Leo, is I'm going to read your biography. And, folks, these are the words of Leo. They're spoken in the first person. I am Leo Bonomo. I am a professional, inspirational, clairvoyant medium and psychic. I have been privileged to give readings in Germany and have appeared on TV on the Circle TV, the information channel. In October of 2010, I did a small tour of New Zealand doing private readings and a theater booking. I also spent a week supporting an international healer and his workshop. Among my gifts are clairvoyance, seeing, clairaudience, hearing, and clairsentience, feeling, clairgustance, sense of taste, clairessence, or clairolfacrience, or something like that, which is being aware of smells. Boy, that could be tricky. All of this. At any rate, among his gifts, these address, and I'm breaking down on the way this is written, so I'm just going to pick it up and say it in the third person so I'm not so confused. Some of Leo's poems have been published in 2 compilation books, and these are The Spirit Writes and Joy of Peace, both published by Tudor Press. And folks, I really encourage you, if you want to get into an understanding of psychic phenomenon and your own latent psychic abilities, to buy his books. I'm not saying that they're going to address that correctly because I haven't read them. But you will, if you are intuitive and empathic, you will pick up what the book is probably when you hold the cover. So Leo has also been fortunate enough to have channeled a book directly from Spirit called Summerland, which gives explanations of passing, life on the plains, spirit possession, cot death, mediumship, and many other related topics. He has a book of 54 poems called A Book of Thoughts. He's been given permission from the Leslie Flint Foundation to produce a book of transcriptions of some of Leslie's work, and this is an ongoing project at this time of when he sent me the biography. Are you still, is that still an ongoing project, Leo?
It's still ongoing. I'm also connected to the ASSMPI, which is American Association, really for the promotion of spirit and the standards in mediumship. And there's a blog there that's going to be started up. It's called The Other Side Press, TSOP. And what I will be doing is translating some of the transcripts that were there, and also giving my own take on it, on what the people were feeling and that, so they can hear that if they want to log on to that. So that's the TSOP.org, and they can also look at the ASSMPI.org as well to find out some more about me and the organization.
Do you have your own website? I don't recall.
Yes, I do. It's www.leo-bonomo.com.
And that is B like boy, O, N like Nancy, O, M like Mary, O. Right, Leo?
That is, yep.
All right. Now, Leo, just for a moment, I needed to finish up a piece of business with the audience. So for anybody listening, if you do want a past life regression, complete regression, we can handle as many as three problems, because I will take you to three lives, definitely, if that's what you choose to do. I can focus on one significant life and really walk you through that extensively. Or if spirit guides me, because it's spirit that works through me, that will appeal to the spirit within you to travel to those lives. I'm not going to plant any suggestions. You will see, hear, feel, or smell something when you get there. And you may or you may not know your name, but you will be able to describe in enough detail to paint a picture for any listener that would be hearing you on the show. So the number to call for a past life regression or for a free consultation on spirit counseling is 315-478-1086. And the best time to reach me is 2 p.m. Eastern Time, although my schedule is flexible enough to schedule you anywhere from 9 in the morning until 8 p.m. at night. I need an hour in the morning and at night to chill, actually 2 hours. So that's that. Now, for upcoming guests, we have some exciting new, very spiritually gifted people, and by that I mean psychics, angel readers, seers, healers, that sort of thing. Past life regressionists, people who read the Akashic Records. Coming up tonight, of course, is Leo, who is a regular guest on my show and one of the most talented psychics I've ever known, and I have had a reading done by him. Leo, is your website the best way for people that get in touch with you for a reading?
It is, absolutely, yeah. And it's very easy just to make that connection and the booking. And, that's great. Thank you very much, David.
You're welcome. Now, on August 7th, all my shows are Thursday and Friday nights, unless I'm doing a special edition show like I do for the special guest who's not available those times. August 7th is Dr. Mary Lou McIntyre, a psychologist who for 30 years has been talking to angels and has had the ability to read the Akashic records. She's another regular guest. She will be on Friday, August 7th at 7:30 p.m. Then I have Athena Starr on August 21st. Athena is a mystic visionary who can do just about anything. On August 27th, I have Chris Alexandria for her first time out with me, and she's an angel chatter. And then on September 3rd, I will do regressions on the air. Expect them to be brief, no more than 10 minutes. And finally, these are the highlights. I've got to tell you one humorous thing. I actually have a porn star and porn producer who has got a master's degree in clinical psychology who's going to be on the show to discuss his latest book and a documentary that has to do with human sexuality. And I am darn interested on how I understand how human sexuality and spirituality go together. As a healed sex addict, I know what is happy and healthy sexuality. And for me, I'm not saying this is it for you, it means being aligned with God. But at any rate, I will be doing regressions on September 3rd, and Dr. Bernie Siegel, best-selling author of dozens of books, including his most famous book, Love, Medicine, and Miracles, will be on. We'll commemorate 9/11, and then we will talk about how it is you that heals yourself. I have healed from a heart condition, COPD, and emphysema. They are gone. So without further ado, let's go to the phone lines, if you're okay with that. And let me just first ask you, Leo, is there anything else you'd like to say?
I actually went to a physical circle, and a physical circle, for those people who don't know, it's a special type of mediumship, and spirit physically appear, and they'll come and talk to you and can hold your hands and give messages directly. It's a wonderful experience. And the reason that I bring this up is about sexuality, because there are planes within spirit that, if that's how you want to be, you can have. And the reason that I really want to bring it up is I'm sure many people would know of the Irish author and playwright Oscar Wilde. And was in a physical circle, and Oscar Wilde came through and walked around the room. And somebody asked him, it is absolutely magical.
I would die to meet Oscar Wilde. At one point in my life, I was so homophobic that the thought of him scared me, because I had heard things about his life. And I've read his autobiography, his biography, the one that was most highly rated. But I love his comedy, because what is life without laughter? So excuse the interruption, Leo. What else do you want to say?
No, that's fine. And he a very witty man, very sharp. And somebody asked him how was he getting on in spirit. And his very quick reply was, "Oh, my dear, I'm having a wonderful time, the time of my life." But we knew he actually meant, the way he said it was, it came to as a very sexual thing. And everyone burst out laughing, of course. I just wanted
good
to share
for him.
You brought that up. Hmm.
Yeah, I mean, his sexuality at the time probably filled him with shame, and he was arrested for the crime of sodomy and spent some of his later years in jail. I don't know if people were aware of that. So anyhow, on to lighter subjects. I just wanted to call you on one thing, Leo.
Yep.
This is my, I've been to London twice, and, you know, I've toured around England. And why is it that British people say sorry when they haven't done anything incorrect?
It's just kind of politeness. It's a bit of British stiff upper lip, and we kind of know our place, sort of thing. So, yeah.
Well, you know, it's just that a lot of people say "I'm sorry" when they aren't wrong, and I'm glad you clarified that. That's very chivalrous and considerate, and courteous few words that come to mind. Is there anything else you wanted to say before we go to the lines? It appears we have 11 callers. I'm hoping we'll get to all of you. Leo, I have to leave at 9:15, and you probably only planned on going to the half-hour mark. Are you able to go an hour and 8 minutes from this point in time?
We can do an hour and 8 minutes, no problem. No problem.
Wonderful. I have to be out the door at 8:45. I have a personal commitment. So, anyhow, of course, London is a few hours behind us, and we won't go there. Okay, Leo, shall we go to the phone lines?
Absolutely.
Okay. The first caller is Nathaniel, and I apologize to those of you I didn't have a chance to chat with beforehand. I was delayed in getting into the studio and had to go right to work. Nathaniel, you're live with Leo Bonomo. Say hello.
Hello,
hi, Nathaniel.
Leo.
Hi, how are you?
Better, much better. Good.
Good, good. And I'm well, too. Okay. I do say this in readings, that I don't need any information from you, Nathaniel, at all. You can, if you want to, just answer yes or no. Anything you don't understand, do tell me, because it helps strengthen the link. And if you do have any questions after that, fantastic. I'm just going to try and get a link with you. Right. I've got a gentleman that comes in that's quite pale. He has a beard. That goes, it's a full beard and a full head of hair. There is a slight touch of red in this hair. It's slightly wiry, and I think this is why this gentleman's pale. Now, he's quite a well-built gentleman. He seems to be tall. I would say he's definitely close to 6 foot. What else can I say about him? He is dressed quite rough. I feel that he would have been a labourer or something like that in life. I am notoriously bad with ages, but I don't feel this gentleman passed away very old. I'm being taken to mid-40s, maybe early 50s. Would you recognize him at all?
No, I don't think I do. I don't know. It may have been my mom's grandpa or something, you know.
Could it be an ancestor?
Well, he's talking about being on mum's side of the family. He does want to go back around grandfather's age, but he would have been a cousin. No matter, the message is the most important thing. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what he's got to say, Nathaniel.
Sure.
Right. Okay. Would you understand this gentleman saying that over the last couple of years you've really found it hard going? He's actually shown me a little video of you kind of walking through mud. Okay,
but
he says that this is going to continue a little further. He's actually taken me 2, maybe 3 months forward, and he says, while this has been a time of tribulation and pain, you have learned a lot from it. Would you understand that you have changed your view? Fantastic. And he says that's really been the purpose of this. It is coming to an end shortly, and he says that as you begin to get yourself out of this mire, you will find those changes that you wanted coming along. He seems to feel that you are not particularly happy at work or with the work situation. Would that make sense to you?
Yeah.
Okay. And he's saying for you to just hold on as these next couple of months go past and things begin to quicken for you and to clear. He says then you will have a chance to move if you want to. Now, it's interesting that he says if you want to, because I feel that there would be an opportunity to move up in the firm you're with, and that would actually take you out of a situation which he says is not too pleasant. Would that make sense as well?
Super.
Okay. Now, you do have the chance or choice if you want to completely change from that firm, but I do feel that work situation needs to be sorted out and that it will be. He is counting out coins for me, so I do know that money's fairly tight. And again, he says that's going to change. Now, usually they wave banknotes at me, but for some reason this gentleman's waving a cheque. Would you understand that there is money due to come back to you?
Yes, I'm on a workman's compensation now, so I should be receiving, you know, injuries, but I'm not working at a firm right now, but, you know, I could get voc rehab, or I don't know what they'll do.
Okay, fantastic, because he's indicating this money coming back to you. It's not a substantial amount, as you would probably realize, but it is something coming back, and he's giving that to you as a confirmation that, you know, look for another position. Do go for that, because things are going to get sorted out for you. Would you understand him saying, he's been very polite about this, but would you understand him saying that the house needs doing?
Just renting an apartment now. The house needs doing?
Or the apartment needs doing, the home needs doing. Would that make sense to you? Really, he's talking about decorating or it needing decoration,
yeah.
Repainting. Yeah, okay. So again, he's giving that to you as a confirmation. I know that you have a couple of questions because this gentleman's just indicated that. So if you have, fire away.
Well, probably a move, and my car, my transmission is heating up the fluid, and like it's hot out here because it gets really hot out here, so it starts slipping. So I'm kind of looking for a new car to trade it in, or do you see me getting a new car, a new job, or a new place to live?
Well, I got a tick for each of those, so I do feel the new job will help sustain a new car and moving over. I'm not entirely sure why he's saying you've been very patient with the car, so it feels as though it has other problems as well. But a change for the car is coming up. There is a change or work coming up for you, so there is money there, as well as that cash coming back. That will enable you to move. He says that there's one set of nice neighbours. That almost implies some of the other neighbours are not to your taste, but would you understand a good set of neighbors there?
Exactly. That's another confirmation along with the house needs painting and whatnot.
Fantastic. So the chance to move is going to be there. He says that will happen fairly smoothly. As he says that, I do get an apprehension from you. So I feel that when you've moved apartments or moved into houses, it's tended not to go smooth. There's always been a problem. Okay. Because just as he was telling me that and I was repeating what he was saying, I just got that apprehension for you. So again, he wants to say that the move, as that comes along, it will be smoother, certainly much smoother than you've been used to. Okay. I know we've got a lot of people to get through, so have you got one last question, Nathaniel?
No, I'll just let you get on to the other callers. Thanks a lot. You're real splendid. I really appreciate it.
Oh, bless you. I'm just a very small cog. We can't do anything without spirit. You take care. I know it'll go well, but I'll say prayers for you.
Oh, splendid.
Well, now, folks, I think you're getting the idea. This is a sign of a true psychic, does not ask you about anything, gives you a cold reading, and then is concerned enough to ask you if you have any questions. It's apparent from Nathaniel that he was right on. Now, I promised you a way to get in touch with me. I've decided not to give out my phone number. I will give you my email address now. It is D as in David, C as in Charles, O as in orange, W as in Y, D as in David, E as in Eric, R as in Roger, at T like Thomas, W like William, C like Charles, N like Nancy, Y like Yellow, .rr.com. That's how you can get in touch with me. If you didn't get the email address, then just go back and listen to the show in the archive starting tomorrow. And pardon the interruption, Leo. We're going on to area code 239. You're live on the air with David Clark and Leo Bonomo. What's your name, please?
Hi, this is Diana.
Anna, is it?
Yes.
Okay, I just wasn't sure if I had your name right. Go ahead, my dear. Say hi to Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Anna. It was quite strange. I didn't quite hear your name either first time, so bless you. Okay, let me try and... I have a lady that has what I would call dark blonde hair. There are some slightly darker streaks in it. The hair's quite long, comes down past the shoulder. Now, I can only see this lady from the shoulders up. So normally when I get that, I'm either picking up very accurately on the person on the end of the phone, or it's definitely someone alive. I would say that you have an oval face, but it would tend to be slightly more round. It's beautifully formed, but it's not a long face. What else can I say? And I would say that you have pale skin as well. Am I describing you, Anna?
No. I look kind of Native American, and the sun tans me quickly.
Ah, okay, fantastic. Would you recognize a lady like this that has blonde hair, dark blonde hair?
No, not really.
Okay.
Unless it's gray hair. That could be my daughter, though. Yeah. That could be my daughter.
With blonde hair? Because this isn't gray.
It was blonde when she was a child, so now it's like a dishwater. It's like a dirty brown, or a brown that's trying to be blonde, something like that.
Right, okay. That's what I'm getting, what I would call a dirty brown colour. Okay, fantastic. I'm not quite sure who's here because they're not showing themselves to me. I think it's a lady from The Voice. I'm not entirely sure. I'm just going to have a quick listen to what they've got to say. Okay, this lady's being quite firm. Would you understand her saying, I want you to stop talking and to start doing? And I feel almost you talking through your problems and saying, right, this is what I'm going to do, I need to get that done, is almost therapeutic, but you don't take it to the stage of, right now, I need to do something. Would that make sense to you?
No, we don't really do the talking about problem things. Because we kind of like believe in Wayne Dyer, don't tell the old story, or you're going to get the old story. So I don't even, that doesn't sound like,
Okay, right. Could this be your daughter then? Because this lady's talking about someone that's kind of talking over a problem, talking it out, and saying, right, I need to do this, but not actually getting around to doing it.
Where my daughter is right now,
yep.
She's with the family and everybody gossips. So it's basically you're telling me what she's going through, but I'm not there.
Okay. So, I can't help
that.
Who comes through, bless them. But, okay.
Poor girl,
right.
Having to go through all that gossip.
Okay, so you can pass this message on to her. This lady, now, actually, I've got a name. I do have a feeling it's this lady's name rather than a link name. She's given the name of Adriana. So that should, if it's not her name, it should be a name you recognise. But what Adriana is saying is that your daughter needs to stop talking about what she's going to do, stop mulling it over, get on and do it. I do feel that there is some studies that have been interrupted. I feel this is more at a university level than anything else. Would that make sense to you?
Well, if it has to do with her, yeah. She is doing more. Her husband died, so she's just getting back into her own life.
I can understand then why there's been that disjointedness. Okay, bless her. Okay, so this lady's kind of saying, you know, it may be therapeutic to talk through these things. It may be therapeutic to slow down a little bit, but now we need to move on and she needs to be doing something. I do feel that she's either drinking lots of water or she needs to drink more, because this lady's showing me somebody drinking water. And it just feels so sweet as I can taste it. So why are we being shown that? Let me just try and sort that out. If I get food or drink, it's something that somebody either loves or hates. It's never in between. Would you understand it if I said that your daughter doesn't like to drink water much? She'd rather drink something else. Would that make any sense?
Okay, yeah, it's hard to get her to drink water. Yeah.
Right, fantastic.
I'm the water drinker.
Okay, oh, bless you. Because I was just trying to figure out, I kind of lost the conversation a little bit with this lady, and then I realised she was giving that as a confirmation. So your daughter can come out of this. She is still very much pining for her partner, for her husband. And this lady says that she, like you, is fairly sensitive. So would you understand if I said that you were sensitive in a psychic and clairvoyant way?
Person on the other side or me?
No, you, Anna.
Yes. Oh, yes, I am.
Okay. And this lady...
Okay, so confirming. Okay. I just don't know who it is.
Okay. Yeah, sometimes they, I mean, hopefully Adriana will tell me how she connects. She may be a friend of your daughter's rather than you, which is why you don't directly understand her. But basically what she's saying is, you know, when we are sensitive, unless we learn to close and shut off, things hit us 10 times harder than other people. And so she's really kind of taken that grief. This lady says to the 11th degree, which may sound a little unkind because we do all deal with loss in our own way. But she's saying because she's sensitive, it has hit her hard. She will come out of it and she will begin to get contact from her partner once she has dealt with this. That helps a lot with the grieving process, but no two people grieve the same. So this lady's just coming on to say right now, start working on things rather than talking about them. Get yourself out of this, and then things will calm down for you. Okay. Have you any questions, Anna, you'd like to ask?
Well, basically, she's coming through for me to give my daughter a message then. Is that what she wants?
That is basically what she wants. But if you've got any questions on anything at all you'd like to ask this lady, then that's fine.
My daughter has a house that's due to be foreclosed.
Yeah.
October 28th. Do you think they'll cancel this one?
I have to be 100% honest. I've got a no for that, and so your daughter has to be prepared. This lady said it's happened a couple of times before, so I feel what she's saying is they've tried to foreclose before a couple of times, and for whatever reason, it hasn't gone through. So that makes sense to you as well.
Oh yeah.
Okay, so I think. Right, okay. I think in this case it's kind of third time unlucky. However, this lady says she will be able to move somewhere, she will feel better about it, and that ultimately the move is a good thing for her. It will get her out of the home, and it will help her to move on as well. Would you understand a dog? I thought it was a German Shepherd, but it isn't. But it's something similar, quite a large dog. Would that make any sense to you?
On the other side or here?
Sorry, it's on the other side, this dog.
Yeah, I had a tri-collared Coco, and then, she had a Akita, which was a dark dog. And then
friendly.
Okay.
I mean, it is strange. And if you think that's strange, the dog talking to me is going to blow your mind. And animals, whatever it is in spirit, communicates by telepathy. So we can really talk to animals. They can really talk to us. This is a male dog. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Okay, because I think as a bark, it would have been quite deep and throaty because it's got quite a deep voice. I know this sounds strange, but he's come along just to give comfort. He says that he's still there protecting, so I feel it would have been a very protective dog. But it wants to thank you for what you did for it. I feel that there was an injury of some kind not long before it passed, but the injury didn't cause it to pass. Would that make sense?
Well, you know, he ended up getting cancer. He was only 7 years old.
Oh.
But he was licking the fence of some people who were building a, you know, putting an orange grove in. So I think he licked too many pesticides. But he actually told me. He told me he was dying before he even appeared to be sick. And I tried to tell him, no, you're not. You know, he used to pull me up waterfalls. But he is buried at my daughter's house. Actually, my daughter has moved on. My daughter's moved to her father's. So I'm hoping when you said moved on for her, she'll get to move out of her father's. I'm the one keeping the house until it forecloses. But I just have one more question, then I'll let you go. Because maybe the dog can answer the question. Is this cat going to pass over? The old cat is what we're most concerned about, what we're going to do with him.
It will. Is this, I'm seeing a very light coloured cat. I was almost going to say it's a kind of bluey grey, but it's got long hair. So as you mentioned the cat, that's just kind of what I saw. Would that make sense to you?
That's the cat that's already over there. The one that's here is kind of the peachy orangey.
Ah, okay. I see what's happened now. The cat that's over there, as we were talking about a cat, that stepped forward, and I thought the dog was showing me the cat that was here. It will pass. I don't think it's too long. I don't feel there's going to be any pain with it at all. I think it can be taken care of. That's what the dog is saying. It will be met by the dog and the cat, and there are other animals there as well. But there's a gentleman that actually has just stepped forward that says he will be there to greet the cat as well. Quite a tall, well-built gentleman. I would say in his 60s before he passed, so he's come forward as well. Take their great love, the animals as well as the people.
I didn't hear that last.
No problem. Take this gentleman's love and also that of all the animals, of course, and the lady that come through. She just called it Adriana again, so it's definitely her name. Take the love.
That is nice. Okay, I hope my daughter recognizes who that is. And, Snapple is the name of the cat, and we're just, you know, he's kind of old, and I was hoping he'd pass before that. The next auction date is 10/28, so he's got a while. He's got 3 months to live in his familiar surroundings.
I think he may go before that, to be honest with you.
That will be easier on him than to have to be dragged around in a van, which is what I'll be in.
Okay, honey. And take
Thank
the great
you.
Love in mind. God bless.
You are wonderful. That is so nice to have a psychic that isn't asking you a question. I mean, they ask
isn't
you so
ever
many questions.
Thank you so much,
David, for having me on.
Well, I'm so glad you could join us tonight. And I'd like to ask Leo a question about the reading.
Yep.
Now, is it possible that the cat on the other side, or that Snappy's a reincarnation of that cat, and that's another aspect of the cat speaking to the one that's passed?
Okay, I would say they're two completely different entities.
Okay, just curious.
So they're two different cats. It wouldn't be a reincarnation of the other. No,
okay.
they're not linked in that way.
Does that happen, though? Thank you, Anna. You take care, hon.
Okay.
All I got...
She's disconnected now. Did
you
want to speak with her again? Leo?
Yeah. I'm not sure whether you heard the answer at all, David, because there was a lot of hiss this end, and I couldn't hear anything.
I did hear it, Leo. Thank you.
No problem. We seem to be having technical problems. I'm not sure if it's this end.
Yeah, it could well be Blog Talk. They have been known to do that, as you well know. Folks, by the way, Leo is also a radio show host. Would you please tell them the time that they can catch you on the internet or the call-in number.
Blog Talk Radio. It is on a Tuesday. I was trying to set up some radio shows today, and believe it or not, I can't get into my own radio station. It's been one of those days when all my computers have been going wrong. There's a very strange energy. But if you look me up, Leo Bonomo, or Google me, I'm all over the place there, and you'll also find the radio show, Blog Talk Radio.
Great. Okay, Leo. Leo, just to let you know, we have six guests, I promise, that can get through to you tonight. And we have 43 minutes left. So if you can keep that in mind, that would be great.
No
okay,
problem.
The next caller, go ahead, please. Okay, this is area code 513. You're live on the air with David Clark and Leo Bonomo. Who is this, please?
Hi, Katrina Johnson.
Hi, Katrina Johnson. Aren't you a brave soul?
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's great. You know, you're only as sick as your secrets. Well, say hello to Leo.
Hi, Leo.
Hi, Katrina. How are you?
I'm fine.
Brilliant. As soon as I heard your voice, I've got a very dark-haired lady step in. She's beautifully dressed. It looks like a ball gown or something like that. This is a kind of crimson pink, very tight at the waist. I would say definitely we would be going back at least a couple of generations with this lady. She's very elegant. She says that there was money in the family. Some of the money has drifted to other parts. That's her expression. But she's definitely connected to you. Would you understand on mum's side there being three sisters?
Yes.
Fantastic. I don't think she's one of the sisters, because as I'm talking to you, I'm asking dozens of questions, and as I asked, she shook her head, but she's just giving that as a confirmation. Okay, let's have a quick listen to her. Would you understand her saying she wants you to let go of the anxiety that you've been building up in the last few months? Would that make sense to you?
Yes, sort of, yes.
Okay. And if it's not, please say no, because I can mishear, misread or misunderstand what I'm given. But she just wants you to let go of that. She says that's not like you. You're not the kind of person that holds on to things. And she says she doesn't see you as a very stressy person. But something's obviously altered that pattern in the last couple of months. So she wants you to let go of that. As she's talking, I get the feeling of pushing my tongue quite hard against the roof of my mouth. I also feel like I want to push against some teeth. So would you understand some mouth or teeth problems?
No.
Right, let me just see where we're going with that. Would you understand a gentleman, an older gentleman, that is having some problems with his mouth?
Not that I know of.
Okay, I'll just give you what I'm getting. I feel that there is something quite rough. No, I'll tell you what that is. There's a gentleman that stepped forward. Would you understand a gentleman that may have had cancer of the mouth?
No, not of the mouth. But I knew someone that had cancer, but they didn't have it from the mouth that's passed over.
Okay, right. I may have got a slightly misaligned message with you. I'll give you what I've got. I'm going to put this gentleman to one side for the moment. Okay, now, this lady says that you are quite playful in character, but she wants you to have a little more fun in life. So would that make sense to her?
Okay.
Because I do feel from what she's saying that that you have, the way she describes it is she says you've kind of taken a back seat on life just lately, and you've just a little subdued. She doesn't feel that's you, and she wants you to try and think of pleasanter things and move on. Have you got any questions at all, Katrina, that you'd like to ask?
Yes. I was told by my mother that before she married my father that he had another son, but I don't have any information about him. I don't know his name or his whereabouts. I just wanted to know if you can pick up any information about him.
Okay. Immediately, this lady said that the children, as they were born and fairly young, you know, we say that we have puppy fat, but she says that the children were quite chubby up until probably 5 or 6. Would that make any sense to you?
Yes, because my mom said that he left as a young boy with his mother.
Okay. So she's very happy to confirm that you do have a brother. I don't feel there's too many years between you. This lady's saying, strangely, she said it's a guess, but she says that she would guess that he would be 8 or 9 years difference between you and yourself. And she says that that would kind of marry up with what your mum would have told you. Would that make sense too?
Well, I heard that he may be about 2 or 3 years older.
Right. Let me just check. Right. If I said that you're wearing something dark, something black at the moment, would that make sense to you?
No, because I have on light gray and white.
Right. Okay. Let me just see where I've got that mixed up. Okay. Would you normally wear dark clothing?
Yes, I do.
Okay, right. I just got the timelines mixed up. I do apologize. Would say, she's trying to give that as confirmation. She says the child would be older. She did say it was a guess, but even if we take a couple of years off, he would still be 6 or 7 years older rather than 2 or 3. But she's happy to confirm it. She says he's still here, so he hasn't passed over. She's saying put some thoughts out for him because miracles can happen. That's no promise that you'll meet him, but strange things happen all the time.
How true. How true.
Oh, bless you. Just hold out that thought, Katrina.
Okay.
Take this lady's great love. She's sending healing to you to be a little happier in yourself, and she says it will be fine. So whatever's holding you back a little bit at the moment, that will be removed. God bless you.
Okay. Thank you, and y'all have a blessed night.
Oh, Katrina, bless you. Okay. Mm-hmm. Thank you so much. Okay. Just to let folks know, I'm going to identify the area codes, no, the last area code that I will call on tonight. And just to be sure you're hearing this message and can read between the lines, it's area code 315. Would you call me back if you understand what I'm saying? Okay, and that would be the last call I would be able to take tonight, folks. So if you're not called on, my little dog says, try again. Leo will be back on the show in 3 months. Okay, we're now moving on to area code 917. Area code 917, what is your name, please?
Hello, David. This is Ellen, and hello, Leo.
Hi,
Ellen. How are you?
Just fine. Enjoying a nice Sunday evening.
Isn't that the way to go? Okay, well, go ahead, Leo. Take it away.
Okay. The first thing that I've noticed is you've got a very bright, very bubbly voice, and somebody's just stepped forward and said, she's always like that. She's a real boon to those that are around her. This again feels like a lady. I can't see her, so I'm just going to try and get her to explain what she's like. Okay, would you understand her saying that the members of your family, certainly the female members, are very sweet and petite? That's the way she's described. So smaller frame. Would that make sense to you?
Yes.
Fantastic. Okay, now... Right. Would you understand my saying that you are quite sensitive in a psychic and clairvoyant sense yourself, and that you've also helped lots of people quite consciously? Would that make sense to you?
I don't see myself as having psychic talent. I know people have said that I do have it, but I haven't seen it. And yes, I do think I help a lot of people consciously, yes.
Okay, because this lady's really come along to thank you for what you've done, for you to continue what you're doing, because you do put yourself out. She says it's always well received, although you don't always get a pat on the back, and unfortunately that happens. But you have helped a lot of people. Would you understand that there are times when your hands and your feet would get very hot?
I've been told that I have healing power, but I really haven't felt it. I really have not.
Okay. Because that's really what this lady was leading up to, that you do have a lot of alien energy. You give off, you've got, as well as a lovely, wonderful voice and bright personality, and you've got a very vibrant energy, which I'm sure other people can feel as well. And she's saying that you're doing a lot of good work. In fact, just by talking to people as well, but you are helping a lot of people. It does rebound onto others. It's a ripple effect, and so you've helped more than you know. But she just wants to come along and say that. I've no idea what she means by smoky hair. It's not a colour. I can smell smoke as though someone has stood in the smoke or been too close to a bonfire, and it's just, you know, how it gets into the clothes. But the only way I can describe it is smoky hair. It doesn't make any sense to me at all. Does that mean anything to you?
No, not now anyway, no.
Right, okay. Let me see. I'll tell you what she's showing me. I want to go back quite some time. This may be some sort of camp, because I can see what looks like the side of a log cabin. This would have been years ago, and there's a bonfire, and basically what this lady's saying, the wind started to blow the wrong way, so it just blew into the cabins. Would that make any sense to you as a holiday or a retreat of some kind when you were young?
Maybe when I was very young, I remember being young and being in a camp where there were log cabins, but I don't remember the smoke incident.
Okay. I'm sure it will come back to you. Have you got any questions at all that you'd like to ask?
I'm trying to move forward in a couple of areas of my life, changing a job, my career, and also...
Yeah.
Moving. So do you pick up anything regarding a career change or a geographic move or just a residential move?
It's more a geographic move because, as you said, that word lit up. I do get a real sense of tiredness and being fed up with the job. This lady says that you've put up with it for quite some time. And as things have changed... she's actually said the word office. So would you understand working in an office kind of environment?
Yeah, that's what I do. That's
okay.
What I do my whole life, yes.
Okay, because she says you've been fed up with it for quite some time, but then the atmosphere has changed there. It really doesn't suit. I do feel as I go in, and I know because you're sensitive as well, that sometimes we feel okay and then we get in and, the tone just gets lower as we start to feel drained. So there is some energy there that isn't particularly helpful in that way. So this lady said that you do need to protect yourself. Are you aware of what the chakras are, or the chakras?
Yes, I am.
Okay. Would you understand how to close them down?
Close them down? Oh, I thought you were supposed to open them up. No, but I don't know how to close them down.
Okay. Basically, when we're training, we're developing as mediums or psychics, we learn to control them, and so we open them to work. And it's a kind of retuning, and then we need to close them. So it's very important to close down. So the easiest way that you can do that is see the crown chakra is about 6 or 7 inches above the head. Just see that it shines upwards. So see that sort of a searchlight withdrawing into your head. Drop the energy down, the light down to the forehead, and watch that go out as well, the throat, the heart, stomach, spleen, and the base. And then what I always do is place myself inside an eggshell, because people talk about cloaks of protection. Never made any sense to me. Cloaks open at the face, it's open at the bottom. So place yourself inside an eggshell, fill it with brilliant white light. It may change colour, so if you need a bit of healing yourself, it may go red or whatever. That's fine, but do that. This lady's saying do that before you get into work. Now, would you understand in 6 months there are going to be changes there? Because this lady's talking either about management changes or some other significant changes coming in.
I was not aware of that. Will I be there in 6 months? My hope was that I wouldn't be.
Right. Well, what was really leading up to that, this lady saying that those changes are coming, you have the opportunity to I haven't heard that for ages. You have the opportunity to scoot before that. I feel about a month or so before that. An opportunity is going to be given to you. She says it's coming via an old friend, and you'll be able to take the opportunity. You will be much better off. You will feel better. There is a rise in it for you as well. This lady's saying that funds have been sadly lacking, so I do feel you're certainly worth more than you've been paid, but I do feel that that's been a struggle too. Okay. She's reminded me about the move. Geographically, I do feel it's going to be some way. She says you would rather be out of the state or in the state next door if that was possible. Would that make sense as well?
Not the state next door, but someplace else, yes.
Okay. I may have misheard then, but certainly... out from the state that you're in. She says that will be a blessing in itself to be enable you to move. She says then you can breathe. So it really feels as though you would go somewhere which is maybe slightly more rural than where you are, but certainly giving you that opportunity to flourish. Any last questions, honey?
No, that sounds wonderful. So it sounds as though like 5 months, there'll be a job move and the geographic move. Any idea when that's going to be happening?
This lady says shortly before or shortly after. I do get the feeling it's shortly after. Where are we going? Where you are at the moment, that's quite strange. Where you are at the moment, your house, if you go... if you imagine a clock, at 12 o'clock, that's where your work would be. Would you understand if you went at 11:45 in that direction, that there is more open country there for you if you go far enough out of state? Would that make sense to you?
Oh, definitely, yeah. I'm in New York City. I go anywhere else, there's more space.
Ah, fantastic, okay.
And you always go west, so that would be 12:45.
Yes.
There you go.
Yeah.
Fantastic. Okay, because my geography is very bad. They can only give it to me in a way that I can understand. Usually they show me a clock face in the direction. Take this lady's great love. You will achieve those things that you want to. She says you are wanting to do more in the spiritual sense and to help others, and she says that's coming. That's coming for you.
Wonderful. Thank you so much, Leo, and thank you, David, for having such a wonderful guest.
Alan, you're welcome. And please, everybody know, the show is 7:30 on, usually ending at 8:30 on Thursday and Friday nights Eastern Time. And I just wanted to say that I'm very honored to have Leo as a regular guest. And Leo, I wonder if you have your appointment book handy, if after I finish speaking, we could confirm a date that falls on Saturday, last Saturday of October, which is Halloween. So if you can check that out in the meantime, I just wanted to let people know, for those callers that called in later, that I do Spirit Life Coaching, and past life regressions. The past life regressions and spirit life coaching are $100. I do it on a sliding scale basis. The past life regression goes for as long as it goes. I'm going to appear on the show again in October. And the spirit life coaching, the first session is free, and I do work on a sliding scale. So, Leo, is that date possible for you?
My other computer's just warming up, David, so I will let you know before the end.
That's fine. We're not going to be able to get to everybody tonight, so I'm sorry, and I'm saying that because I wish that I could get to everybody. But it's not possible. Take just a note for the future. If Leo and I can confirm a date, you can mark that down. You can also go to blogtalkradio.com/author David Clark, spelled with an E, and that will bring up my schedule. I put the schedule up before the end of the previous month, so you will know who is on in the next month. In other words, the August schedule will be up soon. I'm booked through the mid-November. I'm very gratified by all the guests that I've attracted because I believe in the law of attraction. In fact, I'd like to ask you, Leo, what you might briefly contribute on that particular spiritual law, because we were talking about vibration. You were talking about vibration to one woman. I'm sorry. I think it was Anna, but I'm not sure. What would you say about the importance of our vibrations in terms of attracting that which we desire?
Well, absolutely. I use Secret all the time. In the last 4.5 years, it's changed my life drastically. It is something that's actually in the Bible as well, which some people are surprised about. And it's referred to twice. It's referred to as knock and the door shall open, ask and you shall be given. So what we have to understand is we are what we think. And as long as we're thinking happy thoughts and being kind to others, we will attract that. The problem is people often dwell on things that are going wrong in their lives, and so they also attract that. I'm a great believer in it. And what date was that in October, David?
Halloween, October 31st. Do you do Halloween? And
I'm not much into it. The kids are into it.
Okay, that's what I wondered. I wondered how international it was. Does that date work for you, Leo?
Yes, that does. I'm just going to put that in now.
That'll be beautiful. Boy, we should have spirits galore communing that night. So, folks, you can call in as early as 7:15 on Halloween and get in the queue. And just to let you know, the next area code I'm going to is area code 404, and I'm pretty sure I know who's there. It is one of my favorite fans, most loyal fans of the many that I have, and she's the daughter of a best friend who's like a sister to me. So if you're all set, Leo, I've got you confirmed for that date. Let's go on to who I believe is Aaliyah.
Hi, David. Yes,
this is. Hi, Aaliyah. How are you?
I'm doing good. And let me just say, I'm looking forward to the past regression. So I will be on that line.
All right.
Yeah.
You know, you, of course, will have to get a special rate because I do it for friends for free, and I trust we're going to become friends, but I give it to you for 3/4 off. Okay?
That sounds good. That's good with me. And hi, Leo.
All right, very good. Leo and Aaliyah, go to it.
Hi, Aaliyah. I love that name. That's wonderful. You will enjoy the regression. I've had past life flashbacks myself as I was developing, as blockages come up, and you just get these flashes of those. I know that you'll enjoy it. Okay. Now, I've got a gentleman that's got fair hair. It has receded slightly. There would have been a parting on the right, but the hair was combed forward. It wasn't combed to the left. This gentleman carries a little bit of white. He's actually shown himself wearing a shirt. I think there's a vest underneath and then a cardigan. So he would have lived somewhere where it was fairly cool or would certainly have felt the cold. He's quite a tall gentleman as well. I would say approaching 6 foot. As he's turning around, I can see that he's stooping slightly forward from the hip. And I feel actually myself that my back's quite stiff, lower back and my hips. So this gentleman, again, I'm not great with ages. He would have been in his 60s, maybe 67, 68 when he passed over. Would you recognize him at all?
No, I wouldn't.
Okay. Immediately you've said no. He's given the name Robert. I don't think it's his name. I think it is a link name. Would you recognise Robert on Earth? This, again, is an older gentleman, he's saying.
No, I don't. Wait, Robert. No.
Okay. Please don't worry. I'm sure it'll come to mind. That's the way that it works. I'm just going to have a listen to what he's got to say. Okay. He really wants to congratulate you on your enthusiasm and your approach to life. He says you attack it and you try and get as much enjoyment out of it for yourself, but you try and bring enjoyment to other people. So you seem to have a real zest for life. Would that make sense to you?
That does make sense.
And he says you would realize that that's very infectious. Other people get drawn to it. It really cheers people up. He says he doesn't want you to give that up. Now, I don't feel that you would be, so it's a kind of strange thing for him to say, but he doesn't want you to give that up. He says that he understands that there have been one or two difficulties. I think he's been kind with that lately. And he says you are struggling valiantly with them, but you are struggling. Would you understand this gentleman saying it's no shame to ask for help?
Yeah,
because I do feel that you're like a lot of people. You know, I can handle it. We can do it. And he says, just ask for help, because just in asking, you'll make friends. But also, it's okay to get help. And he says you give a lot of help to others, so it should be no surprise really that others can. He's talking about it repayment, but it's not really. You know, who you've helped has to help you, but there's a repayment there for you.
Okay.
Now, would you understand him talking about a wonderful film that you've seen recently? He's actually shown me a television, so I think it was on TV.
Yeah, I understand that. I do understand that.
Fantastic. He was enjoying it with you. He's actually said something quite strange. He says, you seem to like either sitting, not in complete dark, but sitting in darkness when you watch. Does that make sense as well?
That does make sense.
Because he seems to find that rather amusing. To me, it's actually quite natural, because most of the times I've gone to see a film, it's at a cinema, or I turn the lights down in the house when I'm watching TV.
Exactly.
So it's natural to me. He seems to find it a bit strange. Okay. Have you any questions at all you'd like to ask?
I do. I am actually getting remarried next year on June 4th, and I'm kind of the most important people in my life that I want there. One person in particular kind of on the fence. I just don't know if they're truly happy for me or not, and I'm hoping that they are. This person is, and I'm hoping that this particular person will be there. What do you see?
Okay. This gentleman says they are happy for you, but he wants to qualify that as well by saying, you know, it doesn't matter what other people think, really. You have to be happy for yourself. But this is a lady that you're talking about, isn't it?
It is.
Yeah. He says that she is happy for you. You know, when you have a really good best friend and then you find a dyer today and they haven't got one, and there's almost a little bit of jealousy there. They're pleased for you, but they're thinking, well, you know, now you've got someone and I haven't. She's given me that kind of feeling. So would that make sense to you with your friend?
It does.
Okay, because she is pleased for you, but it's kind of like, what's that saying again? You know when a son or daughter gets married, we tend to say, I'm not losing a daughter, I'm actually gaining a son-in-law. It's kind of the opposite with this what this lady here is saying. She's kind of saying, well, I'm not gaining another friend, I'm kind of losing one. She's saying that it's been said with a lot of humour, but it's kind of like that. So she does feel very happy for you. This person saying that they're going to try their hardest to be there. So try not to worry about it.
Okay.
Next question, honey.
Yeah, and the only other question I have is about my health. I've had a little health scare, so I want to just make sure that I'll be okay.
Okay. Now, as you've said that, I was drawn to your hip, but then I went just above it. So I feel that this is, here we go, this is on the left side. So it's kind of the abdomen somewhere. Would that make sense to you?
You said with my head?
Not the head, the abdomen. So I was drawn to your hip first of all, and then I kind of went up a little way. So it feels as though it's on the left side in the abdomen. Would that make sense?
That does.
Okay. Now. Okay. She's talking about some medication having been taken, but I feel that that's in the past. She's also talking about there's a lady that stepped in. She's also talking. Yeah. Would you understand her saying that you weren't entirely happy with the doctor, but actually everything's fine? So would that?
Yes.
Okay.
Why are you laughing, Aaliyah?
Because I kind of went off on the doctor.
Okay.
So you're right.
Okay.
And who is the woman that stepped forward? Does she kind of, can you kind of describe her?
She's wearing a hat. She looks like a typical little old lady. She's wearing a coat. I can't actually see her very well. And I was aware halfway through I'd switch from this gentleman to her, and then I thought I'd got things mixed up. But I can't see her very well. I don't actually feel she's related to you, and I don't feel she would have been related to an ex-partner.
Okay.
Yeah, it's very odd. She's not showing herself. Well, I can just see an outline now. It's like she's backed away. But she's saying it will be fine. I don't know whether you take alternative medicines or you go to the health shops, but she's indicating that, and she's indicating that carry on with it. So would you understand self-medicating in some way or alternative?
Yeah, like holistic care, like holistic medication. Yeah, I'm not.
Yeah.
It's actually what it was that I was diagnosed with diabetes, and I don't have to take any medication yet. But you know.
Fantastic. Okay.
I'm sorry. I have to interrupt for a moment, and I hope Aaliyah, pardon me for doing this.
Oh.
We have one more caller I promised to get to, and I have 2 minutes left. I'd like them to get a brief opportunity. Are you okay with that, Aaliyah?
I am. I'm okay. Thank you, Leah. You've answered all my questions. Thank you so much.
Bless you.
God bless, Leah.
Thank you, David.
Okay, we're going to area code 315. We have 2 minutes. Hold on a minute. You're going to be... Whoops, there you are. Whoops, I lost you. Okay, folks, I'm afraid that's going to be it for tonight. That would have been interesting. It was a close friend. So be it. She can tune back in on Halloween. So, Leo, thank you so much.
Thank you. And sorry some of the messages took a little longer. Sometimes
that's okay.
I
think they take as long as they need to take. you know, yes. And I don't believe in timing. So once again, we come to a close. Now we can pause and reflect upon the idea that we are all united through the diverse tapestry of our individual gifts. There is no real thing as separation except in our own minds. We are each unique expressions of the ultimate source of our beings. We are spiritual beings having a human experience who are having a spiritual experience. Have a great week, and remember, whatever you dream, you can realize. And contrary to the outgoing music, our show is live on blogtalkradio.com on Thursdays and Fridays at 7:30 Eastern United States time. So good night, folks. Thanks again, Leo.
Bless you.
You have been listening to Different Strokes for Different Folks. To find common ground and take it to the next level, here on Blog Talk Radio with David Clark, every Friday at 7:30 p.m. Eastern. You can listen to this broadcast again on srbroadcasting.com.